Obrigado, Senhor Presidente. Bom dia. I take this opportunity to express my delegation's views with regard to paragraphs 16 to 20. First, we note your emphasis on technology-neutral approach. As much as we appreciate this approach, we would like to underline that our work would remain incomplete without developing appropriate and specific characterization of the systems under consideration. In order to build a more balanced context, we would like the report to reaffirm some of the previous understandings on technical characteristics, including autonomy, which has also been stated by the Russian delegation. We would like to note here that the rules and principles of IHL apply independently of the military technology used. IHL itself has a technologically neutral approach, which we believe is an appropriate and a sufficient framework for laws regulation. Mr. Chairperson, second, in para 19, we note that your draft attempts to describe the systems that our work should focus on. We are closely examining this paragraph to understand its implications. We understand that the types of weapon systems described in paragraph 19 are not intended to be prohibited. Rather, these are the types of systems that are of particular relevance to our discussions in the GGE. This is not meant to be a definition or a characterization on laws either. We are willing to consider this para on this understanding. As a minor edit, we would like to remove the word track in the paragraph in line with what other delegations, including Turkey this morning, have suggested. Similarly, we would like to explicitly mention the word lethal in this paragraph to make it consistent with our discussions. The word lethal can be inserted in the third line, which would read as, once activated, are able to identify, select, and apply lethal force to targets. In addition, we would like to delete the word development because we believe that IHL applies to the use and not development. This change also ensures consistency with the second line of the paragraph, which is focused on deployment and use. Mr. Chairperson, third, on para 20 and otherwise in general, my delegation would like to underline the need for uniform use of modal verbs in the report. The modal verbs such as should or may are more appropriate in respect of the positive obligations and commitments. Mr. Chairperson, fourth, in para 20, we appreciate the primacy you have accorded to rules and principles of IHL in the draft. We believe that IHL is the fundamental benchmark for measures relating to emerging technologies on laws. We also note the use of the word anticipated and controlled. My delegation believes that the terminologies anticipated and controlled are not uniformly understood. Countries have their national interpretations of these words and the conditions they impose on the design, development, and use of laws. We understand that these terminologies in case retained are to be understood strictly under the broad requirements set by IHL, which is the fundamental benchmark for considering laws. We are therefore open to considering this paragraph based on this understanding. Obrigado, Senhor Presidente.